Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Denying that there's evidence in the Justice Department's Jeffrey Epstein files implicating him, President Trump on social media. Angry MAGA supporters allege a lack of transparency. Mr. Trump ordering the Attorney General to release more material. ABC's Karen Travers.
If it takes a while for it to come out, that means this firestorm is unlikely to die down for the president and his administration because they are facing pressure to release the file.
A third senior aide of the Joe Biden family has pleaded the fifth to a closed-door House Oversight Committee hearing, says the chairman, James Comer.
Annie Tomasini, who was a key gatekeeper in Joe Biden's White House, joins the former president's doctor and a top advisor to Jill Biden, all of whom have asserted their rights against self-incrimination.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Consumer sentiment ticked higher in July, says a University of Michigan survey. A bad storm with potential flooding possible today in the Gulf Coast. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here in Madison and all over the state, people demonstrated against the Trump administration as part of Good Trouble protests. Melissa Kay takes us to the one in Wisconsin Rapids.
Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis coined the term good trouble or necessary trouble, saying Rosa Parks inspired him and others to nonviolent activism in opposition to civil rights violations. One attendee at the protest in Wisconsin Rapids said John Lewis's actions are inspiration for what people need to do now.
I was very inspired by John Lewis, his story, how he kept getting back up, was beaten pretty badly a number of times, and the stamina and the determination are just inspiring, and now it's time we do it.
Blake Olison spoke about how encouraging it was to see the turnout at this protest, considering the demographics in the area.
So I was really glad to see so many people come out and speak up against the human rights violations of the Trump administration and make some good trouble, as John Lewis would have called it. We had about 100 people come out today, which is phenomenal for a town of 18,000 that usually runs pretty red. So I was really excited to be here and be with people with like minds.
According to the organization's website, around 40 protests took place in Wisconsin on the fifth anniversary of the death of Congressman John Lewis. The website GoodTroubleLivesOn.org stated, "Trump is trying to divide us, but we know the power of coming together." I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Hundreds of people attended the protest here in Madison at the state capitol. The movement even stretched across the country. For more local news anytime, head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Your baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, mainly after midnight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Still a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Saturday, mainly in the morning, highs near 80. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking the World Lumberjack Championship powwows in Hayward. Live from Hayward, Wisconsin, with Jane Matner, Greg Bach, and myself. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Excuse me. Welcome to the second hour of our program there. I think one of the most important aspects of America, one of the things that in my mind has always signaled the difference between America and authoritarian countries, is that in America you can go on television and criticize the president. It can be difficult. I remember when the Smothers Brothers got canceled by, I believe it was CBS also. Back in the 60s, because they were making jokes about Richard Nixon and the Vietnam War. But that was more a response by the network to the majority of Americans actually supporting the war at that particular moment in time, and, you know, to public sentiment, than it was to Nixon leaning on the, or at least as far as we knew, Nixon leaning on them, on the network. But now, in fact, I would say the ability of comedians to criticize the president defines America, that we don't have kings in this country. We have public servants. Now, the Republican Party and the billionaires who fund the Heritage Foundation have been working very, very hard for some time now to destroy that America, to change us into a nation where executive power is greater than congressional or judicial power. Where there are not three co-equal branches of government that check each other, as Montesquieu and Jefferson and Adams and Franklin and all those guys wanted, but instead that, you know, we be and that we're not a secular government, but instead we're a theocratic government. You know, they're working hard to do this, and this thing that where CBS just canceled Stephen Colbert last night. This is extraordinarily troubling. This is just beyond troubling, because, you know, I mean, this is CBS already gave Donald Trump $16 million and a promise of $15 million in free publicity, in presumably in exchange for, and Stephen Colbert called this a bribe a couple of days ago on television, which might have something to do with why he's canceled. But they're not just canceling him. They're canceling the entire show. They're just getting rid of the format. No more comedians. Yeah, in late night, you know, this type of programming that Jack Parr pioneered and Johnny Carson turned into an icon, you know, into a staple of American entertainment. And it's apparently because these billionaires, the Ellison brothers, have taken over or are taking over CBS. I mean, they own. Let me get this right. They own Skydance Media, which is in the process of buying Paramount, and Paramount owns CBS and Comedy Central, which raises a whole another question, which is, Doesn't that sound like a monopoly? I mean, shouldn't those kinds of mergers not be allowed? And of course, it's been over a year that this thing has been tied up because the Biden administration, you know, you had Lena, what's her name, who was saying, no, wait a minute, Lena Khan, who was saying, no, wait a minute, this is starting to look like a monopoly, a media monopoly. But then the Trump administration comes in and says, well, you know, we'll let you go ahead and do this if you just give us $16 million, if you just give Donald $16 million and $15 million in free publicity. So they gave him his money. And this is an $8 billion deal. And the Redstone family wants their money, and the Ellison brothers, David Ellison, Skydance Media, you know, they want their empire, as it were. And Larry Ellison is sometimes referred to as MAGA Larry, apparently, from what I've read in the press, that he's a big fan of Trump and the whole MAGA movement, whatever that means. And so what we're watching now, and then this is, frankly, the end of dissent in America, or at least the, you know, another chip, you know, carved out of the wall, another leg from the stool that holds up America being bent to the point of breaking. And now Jon Stewart is saying he doesn't know if he's going to be around, because Comedy Central is owned also by these people, or will be if this merger goes through. And his point was that basically Comedy Central has, you know, a bunch of stuff on the air, but there's really only two shows that have really big audiences, the kind of audiences that make a show profitable or a network profitable, and that's South Park and the Jon Stewart, you know, the Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And what's going to happen to them? And for that matter, you know, CBS is now saying, well, we canceled Colbert because of the money. Colbert was beating Jimmy Kimmel, and he was beating, who's the other guy? There's three guys in late night. But anyhow, he's beating both of them. I mean, you know, CBS with late night with Stephen Colbert was the number one show. So I'm not buying it. You know, this was a financial decision, and that this is, you know, just the, you know, we're just doing what people want, all this kind of, this is complete BS. What we're looking at here is this unholy alliance between big corporations, billionaires, and the guy in the White House and the party that he owns. And none of that is healthy for democracy. None of that is healthy for our country. None of that is healthy, frankly, for our media. And it is turning America into something that looks more like Saudi Arabia and less like, you know, what our founders envisioned. And this is just not a good thing. Speaking of theocracies, you ever hear of John Pavlovitz? John Pavlovitz, he's a good guy. He publishes a newsletter. It's johnpavlovitz.substack.com is the website that I've subscribed to for years. And John, for almost 30 years, was the pastor of a local church. Very thoughtful guy. He's a Christian. He's a true Christian. He's a Christian who follows the teachings of Jesus, as opposed to some guy who says, yeah, I'm a Christian, send me money, right? And he's calling out Franklin Graham in a big way. His newsletter today is titled, If Franklin Graham's Hell Exists, He's a Shoo-In. And I couldn't agree more. Franklin Graham tweeted on July 12th, he said, I read today that Chip and Joanna Gaines are featuring a gay couple in their new series. If this is true, it's very disappointing. Promoting something that God defines as sin is in itself sin. So let me get this straight. This pathetic man, Franklin Graham, who had a noble father, I mean, I've Billy Graham inspired me as a child. I used to listen, you know, my family. We would sit and listen to Billy Graham do his crusades back in the late 50s, early 60s. And he was a guy who really believed what he was saying. Now, he did get in tight with Richard Nixon there for a couple of years, and later he apologized for that, Billy Graham did, and said that there was a terrible mistake. to have politicized his ministry. But his son is just all in on this. And as John Pavlovitz writes, he is partnering with an alleged sexual predator, because Franklin Graham is all in with Donald Trump, who once said if his daughter were not his progeny, he'd be dating her, a guy who boasted about forcing himself physically on women and grabbing them by the genitalia, you know, just like Jesus would have done. Graham has spent the past two decades, Pavlovitz writes, disgracing his father's ministry. Later in life, Billy Graham was open about his regrets over his earlier political affiliations with Nixon. He says his son, however, is collaborating closely with the politicians who've been gleefully taking away health care, canceling free lunch for low-income children, and rounding up brown-skinned immigrants. He says Franklin Graham doesn't give a crap about sin, only he used the S word. He said if he did, he'd have never made his bed with this vile, foul-mouthed adulterer. He adds, Jesus never said one word about homosexuality. Not one word. He did, however, explicitly preach against divorce. And Trump has been, you know, divorced twice and has cheated on every single one of his wives. Jesus warned his followers about the love of money and the moral dangers of wealth. This is John Pavlovitz, right, wraps his rant up with this, just two brilliant paragraphs, two brilliant sentences. He says, what I do know from my 2.5 decades as a local church pastor, one who studied the Bible carefully, prayed earnestly, and took the words of Jesus seriously. And by the way, if I toss in a comment, I echo those sentiments. Only I wasn't 2.5 decades, I was 2 years. But anyway, he says, if he were to come back here in the flesh, Franklin Graham would be one of the first tables he'd flip over. And if hell does indeed exist, it would be constructed precisely for powerful men who feigned religion while building empires on the backs of the oppressed and powerless and at the expense of the already vulnerable, hurting people. Amen. Every now and then Franklin Graham runs these TV ads where he's like, I'll pray with you, call this number. And of course you call that number and you get on their mailing list and they beg you for money forever. Because Franklin Graham is a multi-millionaire. I've been to his estate. I mean, not inside, but I've been to the place that his father created back in the day. It was 20, 30 years ago.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Anyhow, I thought that was worth sharing with you. What's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll pick up your calls after the 17 minutes past the hour. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with 3 awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons. From ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. It's made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. My wife Louise swears by this stuff, and I have used it myself. It really works. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom. That's to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom, VIBRIANCE.com/THOM, to save up to 30% off and get free shipping with Vibrance. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
Whispers wrapped in fear and power, spoke of rapists, built a wall, a test to see if we would fall. They cheered, they clapped, the press stood still. Another test, another chill. Truth was twisted into lies, wrapped in flags and alibis. This is the test of tyranny. Step by step into the dark, where silence is complicity and fear ignites the spark. You think it's just another show, but history says you reap what you don't sow. This is the test of tyranny. They smash the glass, they spray the vet.
4 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. James in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, James. Thanks for listening to WGRN. What's up?
Say it loud. I'm woke and I'm proud.
There you go, James. What's up?
I got some news from the blue heart of a red state.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Columbus, we have a local who's a big timer and is probably on that Epstein list. And saying this out loud might get me in trouble, but if you believe in conspiracies. But he's the Value City fashion mogul, which includes Gap and Victoria's Secret. And he was most likely supplying young models to the Epstein Island. And he's got a huge empire to protect. John Schottenstein's name is on the OSU basketball stadium. And again, his fashion empire is huge. And also with that last name, Schottenstein, I really feel like he's the guy that MAGA wanted to get on the list. He kind of is like the international Jew in their view. Hmm. So that's somebody on the list that no one talks about, but I think that there is huge protected interest.
Well, we don't know if he's on the list or not. I've never heard this name, but the guy you mentioned, Victoria's Secret, that was Wexner, yes, wasn't it? The guy who, the billionaire who...
West Wexner. Okay, so I am confusing two guys a little bit.
Yeah,
but Jerome Schottenstein is the Value City guy. Mm. And he is.
But I've
involved.
Never heard his name or seen any evidence against him.
Oh, okay. This is just like again.
But Wexner is weird. I mean, you know, something weird is going on there because he turned over a lot of money now he's claiming to Epstein. Now he's claiming that Epstein saved him a couple of $1 billion in taxes. But I think he's kind of a really old guy now.
Wexner's name is on every OSU branded hospital, and that's going to be a problem for them.
Yeah.
Another thing about OSU coming up is Jim Jordan. He's
going to have to testify under oath.
Because
of the lawsuits around that sexual abuse.
Involved in this story, OSU treated their students much like the Catholic Church treated the victims.
And MSU did with the girls who were. You know, molested by their doctor there.
Yeah, it's terrible stuff.
Yeah, it really and truly is. James, thanks for the call. But, you know, let's try to keep it clean or clear about, you know, who's on what lists and whose names are out there and whose aren't. Because, you know, we don't want to be pointing fingers in directions that are not right. 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls and whatever's on your mind. I'll be right back with your call. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. Zipah is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Zipah is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipah. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at Zipah.
With some escalating tariffs on the horizon, some U.S. companies trying to ink deals before they happen. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in the farm market arena so far on a Friday. Matt Tranel, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg out of Platteville, says dairy in particular could be adversely harmed by escalating tariffs, with Mexico and Canada our number one and two destinations when it comes to cheese. He says right now they're trying to get business done.
When we look at the rest of 2025, 160 has really been a value point for our domestic prices. When we look way back into January, that's kind of where we bottomed out and booked a lot of exports. In April, that's where we bottomed out and booked a lot of exports. And so the hope is that 160, again, is the support level. We've definitely heard anecdotal reports that a lot of export orders are currently being inked right now.
Matt Tranel, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, he says that's also why you're seeing some lower fluctuations on our cheese and butter markets, just trying to make sure that they can get those sales done before any tariffs are imposed. So what's happening so far on a Friday as far as the markets? I've got the update next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure, with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
All right, on the midday, looks like Dow Jones Industrial Average is slipping, but so far, September corn is up 6 at 408, December new crop up 7 at 428, August soybeans are up 6 at 1027, November new crop up 8 at 1035. So far, the September wheat's 15 cents stronger at 548, December up 14 at 568. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 14 at 1786 right now. September contracts up 2 at 1829. There's a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand as we roll our way through a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, mainly after midnight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Still a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Saturday, mainly in the morning, highs near 80. Currently, it's 70 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, guys, do you trust your deodorant? I got to tell you, this new Mando stuff really, truly works. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe, even for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. So smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers, and they've got a bunch of different products. With code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando, S-H-O-P, shopmando.com. Use that code TOM when you check out to get that 20% off discount.
Elon Musk and all his EVs. He called the J6 boys patriots divine. But Kia Cybertruck, and you're doing hard time. They're terrorists, y'all, not petty little vandals. They scuffed some glass and left a note by the handle. Forget the mob that stormed DC, that was just a tour. But Kia Tesla, oh Lord, that's domestic war. Well, the FBI's running sirens in the air. Cash Patel's got his Stetson on, sniffing out despair. Pam Bondi's on the TV yelling, lock him up real tight. Cause someone scratched a Model 3 in the middle of the night. They're terrorists, y'all, not petty little vandals. They scuffed some glass and left a note by the handle. Forget the mob that stormed DC.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Sam in Thornton, New Hampshire. Hey, Sam, what's up?
I'll tell you what's up, Tom. I've been listening to you since Air America. My husband and I used to listen to you. And I mean, well, he did, but he's passed away now. Rate, the reason, thank you. The reason I think Trump is doing what they're doing to our country, he is dismembering, disabling everything that we have, and he wants Putin to walk in and say, okay, Donald, you can stay, and you know what? You could be king, so we'll never have to vote again. That's yeah. That's what this whole thing is about. I really think that that's what he has in mind. You know, and I hate to say that. You know, I was thinking about it earlier, and I said, I hope that's not it, because if that's it, I'm out of here. I will go to Canada. I will go to New Zealand. I will go any place. But I cannot understand. And I'm a former New Yorker. I have been living up here in New Hampshire for over 25 years, and I love it up here. But I knew a long time ago that Donald Trump was nothing but a fake and a fraud.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who used to work for a lawyer. She said she met him years ago in New York. He doesn't know how to read. This man is such an idiot.
Yeah. Well,
My dog can read.
Yeah, it's alleged that he hired people to do his papers for him in high school and college. And some of his college professors have said, or at least I've read articles suggesting that they said that they never saw him. So, yeah,
but
there you go.
I honestly think though that that's what he's doing. He's doing everything that Putin is telling him to do, and then, like Khrushchev said, we'll just walk in and we'll just take over. And that's what they're going to do. He has everybody, the Supreme Court, and as for all the Republicans that are in office now, they are all, to me, they're all terrorists. They are.
Well,
every one of them.
What are they?
And they should be fired.
Yeah, I'm not expecting the Red Army to show up here any day, but what we're seeing
is an
international cabal of billionaires, basically, who hate democracy and want to reinvent basically feudalism, you know, the old economic and political system.
And then we will be beholden to them, and we'll have to do what they say.
Absolutely.
And we'll have no choice but to do what they have to say, you know, what they say.
Yep, absolutely.
But I am so disgusted. I call Washington every day, at least 20 times a day, to tell them what I'm thinking and what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And you know what? A lot of people say they know what's going on. They don't. They should listen to you, the likes of Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, all the Rachel Maddow, everybody. I listen to that stuff. A lot of people, they think they know what's going on, but they don't.
Yeah, you're right,
so,
Sam.
Thank you, Tom, for everything that you do. And thank Louise you, is excellent.
Oh, you like her songs?
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sam. Great to hear from you, and thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm happy to have heard your last caller not mention a single former Republican.
Okay.
Basically, this weekend will be the sixth month that Donald Trump has been president in his second term.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dow, when Joe Biden was president, hit 45,000 in his last month, and we're still below that level today. Hmm. In other words, and he saw 4,000 points added in his last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump's been president now for 6 months. He's seen 0 points added to the Dow.
Right.
And in other words, he's failing again. And he keeps running around claiming that Joe Biden was the worst president ever. If Joe Biden was the worst president ever, why is Donald Trump failing below any level that Joe Biden ever did?
Right. Yeah, no.
And so it's kind of amazing.
Trump is doing what Republicans always do, Larry. And you're one of the most thoughtful and well-informed guys on this topic. Which is Republicans come into office, they damage the economy, and I believe that they do it because they want to create buying opportunities, stocks, cheap houses, whatever, for their billionaire patrons, and then Democrats come into power and they put things back together.
Yeah, and so you have a situation where Joe Biden also has a record for cutting the deficit.
Mm-hmm.
He actually broke Barack Obama's record, and Barack Obama broke Bill Clinton's record. And then, of course, George W. Bush set a new record. And then Donald Trump broke George W. Bush's record of Donald Trump
jacking
set it up
the deficit.
$3 trillion. So that was and no one has broken that record since until Trump does it again.
Well, they're doing
it. So
we
have the situation where the billionaires own our media. So they never do these comparisons. With the previous president and the current president or the wannabe president, they don't do those comparisons anymore because they know that if they do that, it will sound like a Democratic commercial because the Republicans suck big time.
Economically,
And so this is why our media, which is owned by the billionaires, you mentioned earlier this week about Dutch disease, and I would submit to you that that's what China's going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is going through right now.
Yeah.
And that is what America is partially going through. We have a different way of doing it in America. We get the Federal Reserve to pump in $7 trillion when it's high as $9 trillion at one point, and we give all of that to the billionaires. And with Dutch disease, it always sets up such that you have a very small number of people getting insanely rich, mostly off of natural resources, except for in America, we do it by just pumping the money supply and giving all that money to billionaires. So you end up with the same thing.
Yeah, for people that don't know what we're talking about, Dutch disease was, I learned about it from a piece in the Financial Times a week or two ago, and basically it's when, back in the day, when the Dutch discovered large natural gas reserves, and suddenly that became the cornerstone of their economy, which made a small number of people very rich and everybody else actually poorer, and just scrambled their economy. And, Russia's doing this with oil, as you just pointed out, and the United States is doing this. Our principal export is debt.
Yes, and so we have a Federal Reserve that can just print money up, and it has the same effect as relying on a single resource.
Yeah, exactly.
And because the whole world uses the dollar as a currency, then
at least for the moment, our
Republican fascist government decided, hey, well, let's just we'll mine our money supply and give all of that to the billionaires. So you end up with the same result.
Yeah.
And with China, what they did is they just basically stole intellectual property from the world. Mm-hmm. That is what's causing the Dutch disease in China right now. When Donald Trump became president this last time, China and Russia was at the point of near collapse. They're still at the point of near collapse. Mm-hmm. And still, Donald Trump is, again, the Dow hasn't gained any points since he became president.
Yeah. And if you wanted to, you'd have to bend the whole Dutch disease metaphor a little bit for China. But I would say it's export of manufactured goods. And, you know, this is what happened with Japan. They built an economy and they exported manufactured goods. And, you know, they finally reached the point where there was kind of a limit to how much they could export. And go ahead.
If you don't innovate, if your economy is not innovating, then a deadly disease comes in and just kicks your tail.
Exactly.
Larry, it kind of stole your innovation.
Larry, I love talking to you. I always learn something, and you're so well informed. Thank you so much for the call. Great to hear from you again. It is 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If you missed it, the House has passed, and Trump will soon sign this bill to gut public broadcasting and a bunch of foreign aid. Sad.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, this is all too familiar to me and probably to you too, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. This happened to me last week. You know your body. You know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out and take time off work, or you can hope your doctor can see you this month, or you can wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room with a bunch of people coughing on you, or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed prescription medicines to treat dozens of common and serious medical illnesses. Or issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Yeah, I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out. That's $45 off, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, promo code Tom.
Tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend.
1 minute past the hour, picking up your calls here. Kino, hey, Kino, happy Freeze Day. What's up?
Yes, happy Freeze Day. Tom, you ask all those questions. Why are people in Congress and the supporters of Trump participating in destroying and breaking down the United States? It's because this man, Trump, has the ability to hypnotize and have a mass collective mental breakdown among a big segment of the population, including the Republicans in Congress. I wrote a letter to Democratic Party Ken Martin, and plus several senators, plus several U.S. representatives, including Mark Pocan and Ro Khanna, and asked them to assemble a panel of psychiatrists and social psychologists to explain why Trump has the ability, why all these people have fallen into this mass collective mental breakdown where they participate in destroying what was so wonderful about this country. And now Mao Zedong, you know, was a man in China who started the Cultural Revolution, and the young people went and threw people out windows and upper floors and burned down museums and all this. And there was this collective madness that took place in China because Mao Zedong had the ability. Trump has the ability. He's an evil, secular kind of antichrist that's producing the destruction of our country. And we've got to have psychologists, psychiatrists, and social psychologists explain to us if there's any way to stop this. And the Democratic Party, plus in that letter to Ken Martin, I told him that you have invited him to come on your program, and you had no response from him. And I've also asked the Democratic Party to use you and Robert Reich to craft messages for the election next year. So let's come up with a phrase, Trump's cultural revolution, or something. Trump's mass hypnosis is causing destruction of this country, and it's got to be recognized. He's an evil, secular, antichrist type person, and Can psychiatrists and sociologists explain if there's any way to get through to these people that are participating in destruction of something that was pretty wonderful here in this country?
I got it, Keno. What I think the really simple way to explain this is cult behavior. And you can argue that a cult leader is a mass hypnotist, you know, that Jim Jones was and Charlie Manson was and David Koresh was, et cetera. And I wouldn't, you know, argue with that, although I have a lot of respect for hypnosis. But I think we're all vulnerable to cults. I think a lot of our religious organizations have basically devolved into cults, sadly.
Tom, shouldn't we start asking psychiatrists to help us understand? I've got relatives I dearly love, and they've given up their rational thinking.
Yeah,
shouldn't we ask start?
Well, we do. I mean, you know, Dr. Bandy Lee has been on this program many times, as has Justin Frank. Justin Frank wrote Trump on the Couch, kind of the definitive book on that. And Bandy Lee, with the whole duty to warn thing, she and a couple of dozen other psychiatrists and psychologists, you know, wrote this book. That's The Cult of Trump. Who's that by, Sean? Stephen Hassett. There's a new book out called The Cult of Trump. We're going to have him on the program.
Isn't the minds of the supporters needs to be explained instead of the mind of Trump? The minds of the supporters need to be explained.
Yes and no. I think that all of us are vulnerable to cult behavior. I really do. I mean, the Nazis were a cult in Germany, and in fact, a dark arts cult, and they swept up large portions of Germany. It does seem to me, and this is probably the good news, Keno, is that this whole Epstein thing seems to be breaking people out of the cult, and thus diminishing Donald Trump's power. And, you know, to the extent that we can continue doing that and we can, you know, really, you know, push it in a way that he loses his power, I think that would be a really, really good thing.
I just wish more we could ask psychiatrists and have more conversations about what they think we could do to get through to the minds of these Trump supporters.
You have to do basic deprogramming. You have to bring them back to reality. You have to, on the one hand, show them what they have given up, what they've surrendered, and on the other hand, or in addition to that, show them how they have been seduced, how they have been lied to, how they've been, you know, dragged into this cult. And it's really difficult when you've got organizations like, you know, Fox so-called News and these other right-wing, programming vehicles that are designed to create cults. I mean, this was Sir Keith Murdoch's great invention back in the 1940s in Australia. Was turning his newspapers into the vehicles for, you know, a right-wing hate cult. And Rupert, you know, took that to England and then brought it to the United States and has done considerable damage to both those countries. But, you know, our country and the UK as well as Australia. As the former Kevin Rudd, the former Prime Minister of Australia, has pointed out numerous times in his editorials in the Sydney Morning Herald. I got to run, Keno. Great to hear from you. Happy Freedom Day. We'll be back with more of your calls after this break at the top of the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman program is fun, F-U-N, fun.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Formally charged in an alleged unruly passenger incident aboard a SkyWest flight last night, which landed in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, a man accused of being the one referred to by the pilot on airport tower radio as trying to open an emergency exit. In the building that houses the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department bomb squad and its training facility, there was an explosion today. ABC's Alex Stone in L.A.
It appears that three, maybe deputies, maybe bomb techs, were killed in this explosion. They may have been moving, we understand preliminarily, moving explosive materials.
President Trump denying there's a smoking gun implicating him in the Jeffrey Epstein files. Angry MAGA supporters see a lack of transparency. Mr. Trump's ordered the attorney general to get more Epstein material released. The Trump administration has unfrozen over $1 billion for critical after-school and summer education programming, says a senior administration official. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin